This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now on the show. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about Klaus Financial, a couple of different divisions, three of them, as a matter of fact. You can learn about that. You can also sign up, which is something I did a couple of years ago, which is a fantastic thing you get each week in your inbox, which is the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a really cool snapshot of what's going on in the markets. It also has a link to this week's podcast. Don't forget, up at klausfinancial.com, podcasts as well as the current and previous ones as well. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we welcome in our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to see you. How is it out there, by the way, CJ? I saw you come in without a coat on, by the way.
Well, that was just a bad choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Malia, we got to work on this guy.
Yeah, I'm wearing the parka. I don't know about him.
Yeah. And I'm wearing what I always wear, and I'm extra thick, so weather doesn't bother me. Till it gets still August. We'll talk about that then. We got a lot to get to today, and we're going to be talking about the big question, which is Social Security, and specifically, when should I start taking it, or anyone in that, for that matter, when should we start taking Social Security? Before we do that, of course, we do the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Got a $25 gift card for Chili's. I'll tell you this, the answer typically to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Listen a little bit later in the show. We'll have that question. We'll also explain to you how you can win it. But again, I would just say, listen closely to the show as you do each and every week. Typically, the answer comes up. Before we get to this week's topic, and we talked about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's look back at last week's question and give people the answer as well if they missed it.
Sure. And first of all, we'd like to give a shout out. Congratulations to Brad from Cottage Grove last week. He was our big winner. We had a lot of callers, so we had a lot of listeners. So thank you. Keep on listening. Appreciate that. Last week's question was, in 2016, what was the average tax refund in the United States? And so the answer was $3,050 was the average tax refund. So get your taxes filed. Maybe you'll get one of those too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And as we mentioned last week's show as well, you can, of course, check that out at klausfinancial.com, the podcast right there. And the telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. So as mentioned, we're going to talk today about Social Security and other type of questions. Let's talk about that. Probably the biggest question, and I think from talking with you guys, this is a big one you guys hear quite often, which is, when should I collect Social Security? Not me, but everyone in general. When should we all do this?
Well, this is funny because Malia and I will have people come into our office who say, I was talking to my colleague at work.
Sure.
And I go, first mistake. and my colleague at work said, everybody should draw at 70.
Sure.
Or everybody should draw at 62. Mm-hmm. And so we just need to start our conversation on Social Security today saying there is no correct age. Everybody's circumstances are different. Their needs are different. Their desires are different. Their beliefs around the solvency of Social Security is different. And so it is a completely personal decision. So if anybody gets gimmicky with you, a friend, a colleague, somebody on the radio
what?
Says, here's the perfect age, don't listen to them. It's a personal decision that you should be talking through with your financial advisor and, you know, your partner or spouse.
But Social Security, maybe.
That's right.
They need to know too, don't they?
They do. So I'm going to just start off with some facts here regarding Social Security. So first thing, SSA.gov is a wonderful resource that's available to people. Listen, Malia and I aren't big on giving huge props to any government entity because we think sometimes they're too big and, you know, difficult. A big ship can't move fast kind of a thing. But the SSA.gov website is really darn good. I have to give them some props. They did a really great job of putting the whole tax code up there. So you can, if you know how to read tax code and look into questions, you can find answers to just about any question you have on Social Security there. But you can create your own login and see your own working history and income history and tax history, and then your future benefit. So go to ssa.gov and create your own login and take a look at your benefits there. Second thing to be aware of is that everyone wants to know when they can or should take their benefits, as you were just asking. And so some things to be aware of. For anyone born between 1943 to 1954, your full retirement age, also known as your FRA, is age 66. For those listeners born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some certain number of months, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. After 1960, so I was born after 1960, I won't say when, by the way, but I was born after 1960, then your full retirement age, your FRA, is 67. So occasionally we will hear people say, hey, I'm old enough that my full retirement age is, you know, 69 or 70. They don't know what they're talking about, right? Because every American is somewhere between 66 and 67 when it comes to your FRA. Now, your FRA is somewhat important for a number of different reasons that Malia is going to get into in just a little bit. But what you need to know is that if you can draw as early as 62, but if you do that, you'll only get about 75% of your FRA, your full retirement age benefit. So you're going to get a reduced benefit. And by the way, that makes sense, right? Because you're drawing it 48 months early. Before your FRA. Some people get really upset about this. They come into our office and they go, why is Social Security stealing money from me? And I go, no. You're taking it 4 years early. They're actually giving you an option of getting money earlier. So that's why you get less. And then at age 65, and again, age 65 is not your FRA. FRA, again, is somewhere between 66 and 67 for every American. But at age 65, when you're Medicare eligible, you'll get about 93.3% of your FRA. So anyway, and then an interesting fact to note is that based on a study from 2013, the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, at least 60% of retirees sign up for benefits before they reach their full retirement age. Again, 60% of retirees sign up for benefits before they reach their full retirement age. So, all right, I've rambled on long enough. There's some interesting facts.
Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. As a matter of fact, Gary checks in. Gary, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a question. Right now, we care for our son who suffered a traumatic brain injury in our home. And per an IRS bulletin, I can't remember what number is right now, but I actually talked to the lady that wrote the bulletin from the IRS. My wife's income is non-taxable, both federal, state, and FICA. I'm just wondering, do you know if that would be counted against her if she starts to take Social Security, if it's non-taxable otherwise?
So they did state that there's no FICA withholding.
That's correct.
Wow. I do not know. Wow. Mm-hmm. First things first, I'm sorry for your son's traumatic, you know, brain injury. That's huge for him and for your family. But yeah, wow, you've stumped me. We don't get stumped very often. I have no idea. I would think, by the way, that if she's not having a FICA withholding, that it is not going into a Social Security benefit for her. So it is in one way, shape, or form actually hurting her future Social Security benefit.
Well, she worked and worked for like 45 years outside the home. So she's met her qualifications for all of her Social Security benefits.
How old is your wife?
She's 59.
Okay. Yeah. So if she has already qualified, because it's Malia will be talking about this in just a little bit, but you have to have 10 years of working history to actually qualify. And then 35 years is how they calculate it's 35 years of your average highest wages. So if she's already got all of that, then whether or not she's paying into FICA now may not matter as much. It still is going to have an impact, right? Because it's not going into her calculation, but it may not just have a huge impact since she already qualified.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Gary, fantastic question. Thanks for the call. And it ties in very nicely with kind of how we started this conversation off, which is everybody's situation, there is no blueprint to say this is when, this is how, when it comes to Social Security. Everybody has unique circumstances in their lives, and definitely you can't just hard and fast say this is when you should take it and this is why. For everybody, it varies different. Joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. You can get on the air like Gary did. If you have any questions, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending time with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, as we do each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial anytime at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And again, if you have questions, give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Dave has a question. Dave, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
I just have a question. My FRA was at age 66, mm-hmm. and I took Social Security at that time. However, I've been working ever since and of course, paying taxes.
Yep.
My understanding is that if you add income and pay more taxes, that they basically would adjust
yep.
the Social Security. How does that process work? How do you apply yeah. for it, or how does that work?
Great question. I hope everybody is listening to this one, because what Dave is indicating is that he pulled his Social Security benefit after his FRA. And the key there is, if you're going to continue to work, you probably want to wait till after your FRA, because there's an income limitation if you pull it before your FRA. So he's able to draw his Social Security at 66 while working and earning an unlimited amount of income, and it does not impact his benefit. Now, it may impact the taxes he pays on his Social Security, but it doesn't reduce his benefit, depending on how you define that. But your question was, how does that work? Because I'm still paying a FICA tax. Well, Malia is going to go into detail on this, but it's 35 years of your highest average inflation adjusted years of earnings. That's how they calculate your benefit. So if, as you're drawing, you're adding additional higher average years, it's going to adjust the calculation. So Dave, how it's going to work for you is, you are not only eligible for the cost of living adjustment, the COLA adjustment, which is just basically inflationary adjustments, but you may get an adjustment above and beyond that because of your highest average 35 years, meaning you're adding more higher years to that calculation. Now, if you're not, if your wages have dropped and you're not adjusting up your highest average 35, then it won't impact you. But in many circumstances, it will. So you could see a 5 or 6% increase instead of a 1 or 2 like other people do with just the COLA. So does that make sense, Dave?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I just thought that I didn't know that you had it had to be higher than your average 35. So
it does.
Essentially, if it never gets above that, you could work for another 20 years and really never get an increase.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, yeah. They're looking at the highest 35. And it is inflation adjusted. So if you earn $20,000 32 years ago, it might be in today's dollars worth, you know, 50 grand.
Oh.
So they're inflation adjusting it to get current or present value numbers on all of your wages. So you're right. You may or may not increase that calculation.
Okay. All right. Thank you very
Dave,
much.
Dave, thank you. Fantastic question. And that frees open a line for you. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. And of course, while we're talking Social Security, and we got a little bit into it there with Dave, but the big question is, of course, how is that benefit determined? How does that amount get figured out, and what do we need to know there?
Yes. So as CJ said, they're going to take a look at your lifetime earnings. They are adjusted for inflation, and then it's calculated your average indexed monthly earnings for those highest 35 years of employment. So, you know, I think sometimes we're wondering, how can I increase my benefit? Maybe I didn't work for a number of years making a lot of money. But because they're taking the highest 35 years over time, and generally as you've worked longer, your pay has gone up, you know, it gives people an incentive to work longer, because obviously Social Security is going to be paying out a lot of benefits for a longer period of time for those people who are living longer. So there's that incentive for you to have a higher benefit, hopefully, and then also for Social Security not to go broke paying out all the money that they do. So it's important for people to understand that. We talked about cost of living increases, and, you know, sometimes people get a little frustrated because as they see things get more expensive to purchase, and they don't get an increase in their benefit any particular year, it gets frustrating. But the truth is, this year we actually saw a slight increase. Average benefit went up about $27, so that's important to know. But probably the other thing we hear a lot of people say is, I hear, and we talk about it on the show quite a bit, I hear that if I wait till after my full retirement age, whatever that is for people, and I hold off from taking my benefits until the age 70, what happens in between? And they hear about this this delayed retirement credit. So the truth is that it will go up, your Social Security benefit will go up by 8% per year, from your full retirement age to the age 70, if you choose not to tap into it at that time. So 8% per year, none of us are going to sit around and guarantee that to you. So this is actually a really nice benefit. But it doesn't mean everybody should wait till age 70 to start collecting their Social Security. As CJ said, we want to make sure that, you know, your situation's looked at. What other income's coming in for you? Do you have pensions, after-tax investments? What's the smartest way for you to draw your income? So keep that in mind, that your benefit can increase up to 8% per year until you start taking benefits or until you reach age 70. Now, the point here also is that we normally can't see any reason why anyone would wait till after 70 to start collecting their Social Security. We see no benefit in that. So, again, meet with your financial advisor. Talk to Social Security and go to ssa.gov to see what your benefit's looking like for the future.
Fantastic. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, at Kloss Financial, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kind of kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say, appointment at Kloss Financial. You can give them a call right now at 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question the week. Continue our conversation as well about Social Security as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Numbers at Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. It's 442-5637. I'm going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next, in this segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. Again, this week, it's a $25 gift card for Chili's. Talking Social Security this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And we touched on it. We've had some great calls this morning, by the way, and I urge everybody, don't forget, every Thursday morning at 8, if you have any retirement-related questions, even if it's a bit off-topic, maybe something comes up during your week or something that you've been kind of mulling around, these are the go-to folks. These are our retirement planning professionals. You can call right at 8 o'clock on Thursday mornings and be our first caller even before we get to the topic, so don't ever hesitate to call in. The folks from Kloss Financial would love to answer your questions. Again, Social Security, it is a big one. A lot of different questions about it, and we've had some great calls, as I mentioned. And covered a lot of ground here, but when we're talking about a little bit of this, this stuff came up during our last segment, which is kind of qualifying and how do I qualify for Social Security? What are some of the bullet points there?
Malia just mentioned in the last segment about the 35-year average mm-hmm. is what they're looking at for the calculation. But to qualify at all, you need to have 40 credits or 10. Another way of saying that is 10 years of qualifying taxable, FICA taxable. And when we say FICA, by the way, that's like an accountant term. FICA just means like Social Security and Medicare. And part of that FICA tax is Social Security, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But in 2018, it now requires that you have $1,320 in earned income per lifetime work credit or $5,280 for a full year. So it's always interesting. If you just talk conceptually about this, hey, you have to have 10 years of you know, FICA taxed income to qualify. And people go, I get it. But then you try to put it in writing. Well, what does that mean if I work half a year? And what if I only earn this much in this quarter and this much in this quarter? And so I just encourage people, try to keep it simple. If you've worked for 10 years with FICA taxable income, you're going to get a benefit. If you haven't, you may not qualify. So there you go.
Simple enough there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. So let's talk about the folks then who don't have enough credits. What do they need to know?
Yeah, so if you don't have enough credits, it doesn't even necessarily mean you won't get a benefit. And this is where Social Security actually runs into some mathematical problems because they allow for, and somewhat rightfully so, it's meant to be a social program, but they allow for people to get benefits even if they themselves do not qualify. And I know people's ears are perking up. What do you mean by that? Well, an example of this would be if you qualify for a spouse's benefit.
Oh.
So I'll take wealthy woman marries man who never worked. They're married for at least a year or two. And even though he doesn't qualify based on the definition I just gave of needing 40 credits, his spouse, his wealthy wife, does. And therefore, he decides to pull a benefit off of hers and he can qualify for up to half of her benefit, meaning she still gets all of hers. Let's say it's $3,000 a month, and he qualifies for half of hers at $1,500 a month for a total of $4,500 a month. And so this is where Social Security runs into some problems just mathematically, because you go, where did that money come from, right? And the answer is, I don't know. The IOU bucket? I don't know.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Real quick, Rick has a question. Rick, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I got a chunk of money from my sister. I'm 74 years old, and she gave me $24,000. And I'm wondering what I should do with that. If I should, I looked at the banks. They have, these, I guess they call them certificates.
CDs, yeah.
And the interest rates are very, very low, 0.25%, with different terms as far as how many months you put the money in for.
Sure.
I just was wondering what your opinion on having a chunk of money like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your sister's pretty nice. That's awesome. What a blessing to you, and what a great gesture from her. So we're running out of time. I'll make this quick. But what I'd say, Rick, is you should probably at some point sit down with your trusted accountant, your trusted financial advisor, somebody that you trust, just to look at your total financial circumstances to give you advice. Because it's hard for us. I don't know if you have debt or don't have debt, or have a 401k, don't have a 401k, don't know your age. And that's fine. But in order for anybody to give you advice, they'll need to know that. And then once they know that information, they can give you advice on what to invest in. It's possible a CD at the bank is your best bet, but it's also possible that's not your best bet. So I'd try to find somebody you can trust and then sit down and chat with them about it.
And one of the things I've learned in doing the show with you guys is kind of about that, you need more. Everybody's individual. Everybody has unique circumstances. One of the really cool things about Kloss Financial, and just a quick mention of this, is when you get in for that first meeting, it doesn't cost anything. And that's kind of I understand what a lot of that is about, is just making sure that Kloss Financial and you work together, that you kind of understand each other's needs and what's there to offer. So I would recommend, it's not going to cost you anything. Give them a call, 608 608- 442-5637. Again, no charge, but get to know you appointment. Kind of that kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. They'd like to get to know you as well. Again, the number 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage per year will your Social Security benefits grow if you wait until your full retirement age to begin collecting? The telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Chili's. Don't forget that it's a telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.